Welcome, everybody, to the Prayer Journey, where you can take your place in our community of prayer. I'm your host, T.N. Brown. Please feel free to join in by dialing 1-877-904-0198, or you can give us your prayer request right on our Prayer Facebook page. Well, guess what, everybody? It is halftime. Halftime, people.
Halftime.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm not referring to any sports game. I'm alluding to the progress of the year of 2015. It's halftime. We're in June, guys. Can you believe it?
It is unbelievable. And actually, it's probably like the two-minute warning towards halftime. That's kind of what I'm thinking. We're
getting ready.
We are approaching that goal. Absolutely.
It's right here. So, we're at the start of the second half of the year, and what better place than to evaluate your individual progress through the year. For me, I'm like, geez, 6 months?
Where did it go?
Where did it go? What did I do in 6 months?
I know what I did in 6 months. I shoveled a lot of snow in 6 months. That's what
That's
I did.
That's true.
Do you remember?
I do. I didn't have to snow. No, I did snow in my car.
You did?
Outside.
Of course
the
you did.
Garage. It did.
That's right.
Yeah. How about you?
I did. I had to shovel a lot of snow.
In the midst of the heat and humidity that we've been experiencing over the past week, it's weird to think back that we were shoveling snow.
Yeah.
No, 3-4 months ago.
It's true. And that's the beauty of when the summer comes. It's like, oh, I shoveled snow? I can't even remember because the sun
that's
is
right.
so much in my face.
That's right.
But it's halftime. And so we come to evaluate our individual progress, where we are through the year, and what better way to do that than through prayer. So I wanted to let you guys know, this past Monday, we began our 30-day online prayer program called Pray the Bible. We're really, really super excited about this because it's one thing to pray, but it's another thing to pray the Bible. And so we're going to talk about that today. Of course, you heard the wonderful voices. We've got our prayer dream team in the room joining us, David and Patria.
Good to be here. Good to be here again. Thanks for having us.
Always,
privilege and honor
to be here. Always glad to have you guys here. So we're excited. We're excited about the discussion of Pray the Bible. And some of you might say, well, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by Pray the Bible? Well, praying is beautiful in that we're assured that God hears our prayers, right? The Bible says that his eyes are upon the righteous and that his ears are attentive unto our cry. So the Word of God tells us God hears us. But the powerful element to praying God's Word is that it carries a power that's inevitable, that inevitably results God's action. When you pray the Word of God, God responds to his Word. Yes. It's one thing to pray and say, Lord, if you can do this, for me, that'll be great. Oh, Lord, I want to be strong, but when you say, I am more than a conqueror through God, who loves us, or there's no weapon formed against me, that's God's Word. He's going to respond to it. So there's a power in that. Mm-hmm. And just to assure you, Hebrews 4:12, it says, and this is a King James Version first, I'll read. It says, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And I'll read it in the NIV Version. For the word of God is alive. It is active. It's sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. You can't lose with the word of God. So, David, Patria, feel free to chime in here. What do you think about this verse and how it applies to praying the word?
I think the first thing you can see is that when it says that the Word of God is living and active, You know, that reminds me of the phrase in the Old Testament, you know, the word that goes out from my mouth will not return to me void, but that God's word will accomplish what it has set forth. And so we know that we can trust that there are promises that we can look to in the scriptures and that God will honor God's word. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And I agree. Every time I pray God's word, I become alive. The word of God inspires us, empowers us, and it just does something within us that when we pray God's word.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Absolutely. It's alive. It's alive.
It's alive. It's
a living organism.
Yeah.
And so we praise God for that. Now, do you feel like a certain way when you pray the Bible as opposed to just praying?
Well, I think one of the advantages of praying the Bible is that oftentimes, and again, this is something that we see in Scripture, oftentimes we don't know what to pray. We don't know how to pray. And so to use the Bible as a guide to prayer, you know, the Psalms are literally the prayer book of the children of Israel. Mm-hmm. And the Scriptures, Old and New Testament, can be a way for us to pray, mm-hmm. either when you don't know what to pray or you're looking for something specific. That's what I find most effective mm-hmm. about praying the Scriptures.
Right, I agree. And for me, it just encourages me when I hear the people that had challenges in the Bible and how they persevere.
Yeah.
And the Bible, the Word of God, just gives me a sense of peace and comfort that if they follow Christ and they live by the word of God, then that encourages me.
Yeah.
So there's something happens when we pray God's word.
It really does. I mean, even like when I think about it, I felt a certain way. Like it gives me, I feel like there's a certain confidence that comes with it. It's just like, this is God's word. This is what my dad said.
Exactly.
You know, you ever like, when I was younger, my mom said something, I would like take so much pride in that. Like, well, my mama said, I can't do this, so I'm not doing it. Or, you know, my mom said I could do it, so you know, I had this, like, sense of confidence because my mother said it. That's it. It's the end all. I don't care what you say, you know. And so I feel like it's kind of the same thing with the Word of God, that God is top authority. Like, what he says goes. And if we have that, it just gives that confidence that, like, well, my dad said it. God said it. God no higher. Like, that's it, you know.
Exactly.
So I love that about it. For those of you who are listening, please feel free to comment or ask a question by dialing. You know, we're dialoguing here. This is community. This is, you know, us all wanting to grow in prayer and grow in God. Maybe you have some, you know, thoughts and suggestions on how does it make you feel when you pray the Word of God? Is there a difference? Do you see a change? We want to hear about your story as well. Of course, we also have a free book. Today it is The Indispensable Guide to Practically Everything, Prayer. So you can get everything that you want to know about prayer in this book by Marcia Ford. We want to give it to the first person who calls in today. Or if you're listening live, please feel free to go to our Facebook page, go to Our Prayer, and then type in caps, Pray the Bible. If you type that in, you will be in the pool of receiving this free book along with the Daily Guidepost book. So we have stuff for you guys, as always, and most importantly, we want to dialogue with you. So feel free to call in. Again, the number is 1-877-904-0198. Press the number 1, and our producers will see that you want to chat with us, and we'd love to chat with you. So press the number 1. Go ahead. Do it. So let's jump into this a little bit more. We want to encourage you to all pray the Bible. And one way to start is by joining our 30-day Pray the Bible online program. It started on Monday, but you're free to jump in at any time. So feel free to go to ourprayer.org. And on the right, you can sign up, or you can go to guidepost.org and sign up for the 30 days of prayer program, and it will be emailed to you. So you should see that on the right panel, the 30 days of prayer program, and automatically you'll get these daily prayers every day of how to pray the Bible and put it into action. So we're only on day 3. that you, we still have 27 days to go. Did I do my math right, guys? 27.
Yeah,
that's
so.
It. All right, so carry the one. Yeah.
Sounds right.
27 more days to go, which is more than enough for you to join in with us on this prayer program. So let's begin. We're going to take it back to Monday. We'll start with Monday's post. I'll start it off. This is what was posted on Monday, day one, the disciples' prayer. Lord, teach us how to pray. This is Luke 11 and 1. And, of course, the disciples, you know, they modeled after, they admired, they observed, and they saw that Jesus prayed frequently. I mean, this was a obvious characteristic of Jesus, our Lord, that he prayed, you know, all the time. And so the disciples asked him, teach us how to pray. You know, and we come to think, why did they ask for this particular instruction on this particular characteristic of God? And one could only assume that because they saw the manifestation of God's power and the results of prayer, according to what Jesus prayed. So it's like, hey, you can ask for something that happens. I want that same power. Teach me how to do this. You know, so we have the Lord's Prayer. So I want to ask you guys, you know, what, according to this, Lord, teach us how to pray. Do you wish, and this is a question, actually, you'll find the scripture, the topic, and a word of encouragement, a question that will promote you, that will pull to challenge you on praying the Bible. And so day one says, do you wish you could pray like Jesus? And I actually want to ask you guys that. You know, do you wish you could pray like Jesus?
Yes, I do. I ask that all the time. You know, sometimes you're facing some challenges and you just don't know how to pray. You don't know what to pray. And I often ask God, teach me how to pray like you.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that I need to, how do I need to pray? And give me the words, give me what I need at the time, at the season that I am in. So,
yeah.
Yes, I do ask, God, teach me. I want to feel what you feel. I want to see my situation the way you see it, not
yeah.
the way I see it.
Yeah.
So I do ask God often, I want to pray like he prays.
Awesome.
I think I agree. I think that the disciples saw something in the way Jesus prayed.
Yeah.
You know, you don't ask somebody who's not effective in prayer
right.
to teach you how to pray.
Exactly.
You don't ask somebody who doesn't know how to pray to teach you how to pray.
Yeah.
And so this simple verse, Lord, teach us to pray, and scattered all throughout the Gospels.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus gives instruction on prayer and describes what prayer looks like and tells folks how and when and maybe some effective ways to pray. So I think this is shows the wisdom of the disciples
yeah.
that they wanted Jesus to teach them to pray. You know, they asked a lot of things of Jesus. You know, they would say, show us the way to the Father. They would do a whole bunch of things, but to ask Jesus to teach them how to pray, I think really shows us that Jesus has something to teach us
yeah.
about prayer. And then the obvious result of that is the Lord's Prayer, the model prayer that has been prayed throughout the ages.
Yeah, no, it's good. I agree. I definitely wish I had that consistency and that urgency all the time to pray like Jesus. However, I might say, I don't know if I'm ready to pray to the point that blood is coming out.
Oh, no.
That was an intense moment, you know. But no, all jokes aside, definitely. You can't lose if you have the heart, the spirit, the mind of praying like Jesus. And that's our goal, right? To be like our brother.
And even when, as I was saying earlier, if we don't know what to pray,
yeah.
you know, Jesus says, you know, when you pray, say this,
yeah,
you
right.
know, and so we've got that model, that mm-hmm. our Father who art in heaven.
Let's do it right this. Here, right now, right?
There you go.
This is what it's about.
There
pray the
go.
Bible. All right, we're about to do this.
Go right ahead.
We're going to say it together. Ready?
Let's
our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy
kingdom come,
thy
will be
done,
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever
and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Here we go. I hope you guys joined us out there. That's day one. We're done. There you go. Pray the Bible. You can carry that with you forever and ever. Listen, we want to hear from you. If you're just joining in, we are talking about praying the Bible, the importance, the power, the effectiveness of praying the Bible. And we want you to see God's manifestation of his word in your life. So listen, join in with us. If you have any questions, comments you want to share, you know, how do you pray the Bible, or how is it most effective for you? Is there a certain time of day? Is there a certain scripture that you love to pray and that you always see results? We want to hear it because we want to learn too, so we can see those results too. Give us a call, 1-877-904-0198. Press the number 1. Our producers will see that you are on the line, and we will we'll listen. We want to hear. We'll join you right in. We have a free book called The Indispensable Guide to Practically Everything Prayer. We want to give that away to the first caller. Also, we have the 2015 Daily Guidepost book, yours free. Both of these books are free to the first person who chimes in on this conversation today. And for those of you who are listening live meaning now, Wednesday, 12:16 right now, put in on our Facebook page, the Our Prayer Facebook page, put in caps, pray the Bible, and we will, you'll be put in the lottery to get these two free books. All right, we have a caller. We want to hear what you have to say. Oh, okay. My producer said no. We just have somebody who called in who's listening. So, hey, I'm glad you just joined in, and we're going to continue this conversation about praying the Bible. We're on day two. We just went over day one, the disciples' prayer, how you can pray that prayer, how you can apply that to your life. Day two is Isaiah's prayer. This was yesterday. We're leading up to today, day three. We're on day three of the prayer program. So day two talks about Isaiah's prayer. David, what do we got for day two?
Day two, Isaiah's prayer comes to us from Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. And even though it doesn't really sound like a prayer, anytime we speak to God, that's prayer, no matter what we're saying. Even technically, if we're in silence, we can turn silence into prayer. But I love Isaiah's words here. When he hears the Lord's voice saying, "Whom should I send? Who will go for us?" And Isaiah says, "I'm here, send me." I grew up in a very missionary-minded denomination, and so this particular verse was very important and very powerful. Anytime you would have a missionary meeting or anytime the missionaries would come in from the field, this would be undoubtedly one of the verses that was referenced. These are the folks that are taking God's word wherever they need to go. And the reflection question that comes to us from day two is this: when God calls you, do you respond with a heartfelt, "Send me," just like Isaiah, or do you list reasons why you aren't suited for the job? A lot of us can put that list together of why it's probably not going to be me. I mean, Moses even had that list, you know. God called Moses. "Oh, I can't do that. I don't talk well. There's other people that are better than me." You know?
Let Aaron do it.
That's
send someone else.
Yeah. So when God calls, let's open it up. And Tian and Patria, tell me what you guys think.
I can relate to Moses. Not always. I'm not going to say that I say "send me" all the time. I always, you know, have reasons why I can't do it. But I do know that when God calls us, he equips us.
Amen.
That's right.
Gives us everything that we need to do the task.
Amen.
You know, at first, you know, you're just questioning why me, or you don't have the skills, you don't have the qualification, or you're not capable. But when God calls you, he will equip you to do whatever you're called to do.
Amen. This is true, and I had to find that out. I must say that I was one of those that was like, "What you want me to do? You want me to preach? Ha, 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 ha." That's funny. Not me. You probably meant my sister. "Oh, you want me to teach? Oh, that's so funny, God. I'm fine. I'm good. I'm over here singing and dancing and prancing around. I'm fine. Don't worry about it. You're just playing people." I don't think you got it. I was not responsive initially, but I had to learn that God had already equipped me, and I had to tap into that equipment to see that, oh, I got everything that I need. And that takes a faith walk. It takes continually being in relationship with God, praying and saying, well, what do you mean by this? You want me to do what? What do you mean by that? I don't, you know, God's ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And if we know that, then we have to seek higher and think higher to where he is. Because if we try to figure it out in our on our level, we'll never get it. It will never make sense. It can only make sense through the Spirit of God, and that ultimately through prayer when he revealed. So I must say it took me a little bit to, and sometimes it still does, and it's, he's not done. He's always calling us to do something.
Absolutely.
You know?
And that reminds me of, guys, help me the reference. I don't remember the reference, the scripture, but he calls the foolish of this world to bring the wise to shame. And everyone that he calls, and we can see it throughout the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation, he calls people that are broken. He calls people that thought that they were not capable of doing what God has called them to do. So if we think that we have it all together, and that we need to have all the qualification, all the skills to do what God has called us to do, then we are not right in God's eyes. You know, God calls those who are broken, those who think that are not capable, but God will equip us to do what we're called to do.
Amen.
Amen.
You hear that, people? You are equipped to do what God has called you to do. Did you have more to share about this?
I think that the Isaiah's prayer not only was a popular verse for a missionary conference, but you may have sung the song growing up. I remember I used to sing it all the time growing up, the song, Here I Am, Lord.
Yeah.
You know, Here I Am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I've heard you calling in the night. I will go if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart. And even the lyrics to that song are another invitation to pray, another invitation to intercessory prayer, to pray for God's people, to hold people in our heart and pray for others. Much like, I have a feeling, much like day three is going to teach us how to hold and pray for others and get God's good word of love and mercy and forgiveness.
Absolutely.
People.
Absolutely. We're going to go right into day three, and then we're going to ask someone out there, if you need prayer, if you want to be lifted up this moment right now, we will pray for you. Maybe you want to pray more like Jesus. Maybe you want to be ready to say, yes, Lord, send me, like Isaiah, when God challenges you and calls you to his kingdom works. We want to pray with you. Or maybe you just want prayer to say, you know what, I want to learn how to pray the Bible more, or whatever it is. We're here. We want to pray. Maybe you're going through something. We want to pray for you right here, right now. So get your finger ready to press number one after you dial 1-877-904-0198, because our producer will connect you in and we'll pray for you. But we're going to go to day three first. Tachi is going to let us know. This is today. Today is day three of 30 days prayer, pray the Bible. What do we got, Tachi?
Day three, Jonah's prayer. I called out to the Lord in my distress, and he answered me. Jonah 2:2. And to me, this is really profound, and it speaks volume, because sometimes God calls us to do something, and we are disobedient.
Been there, done that.
We are disobedient. But the beauty of it is that it says here, Jonah turned away from God only to find himself trapped in the belly of a whale and begging for God's help. Could you imagine being trapped in the belly of a whale?
I think that's gross.
That's gross.
It's pretty gross.
Because he was disobedient. He didn't go and preach.
Yeah.
And did not follow through what God asked him to do. But the beauty of it is that God is a God of second chance.
Mm-hmm.
He is a God of second chance. And no matter how many times you've turned away from God, he's always there. He will rescue you.
Amen.
He is there with his open hands to give you another chance.
Yeah.
Amen.
By God's grace.
Yes.
He's done it for me.
That's true. That's true.
Good and rescued. It's like, I told you not to go that way. And you're like, oh, you're hurting. But Lord, thank you for rescuing me.
Yeah, he's the God of many chances. Not only second chances, but many chances. And he said, okay, let's do it again. Let's get back on your feet and let's stay focused and let's run this race together.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for sharing that. That's day one, day two, day three. We want to invite this time for you to call in. If you have, if you would like prayer, we're here to pray the Bible regarding your situation. And we want to lift you up in prayer. So you can call right now, 1-877-904-0198. Press the number 1, and our producers will connect you in. We want to give away this free book, these two free books, The Indispensable Guide to Practically Everything. It's prayer and 2015 Daily Guidepost book. They're both yours, 1-877-904-0198. If you're listening online, you can put in caps on our Facebook page. It's like a tongue twister. On our prayer Facebook page, put in caps, pray the Bible, and you'll be in the lottery to get these two free books. So this has been awesome. We're about to finish up in a couple of minutes, but let's just go reiterate. Day one was what, guys?
The Lord's Prayer.
The Lord's Prayer. Teach us to pray. So you guys listening, go to Luke 11:1. There's a start. Begin to pray God's word. Our prayer, we said it here corporately, and for those of you who are listening, you join in with us. Pray the word of God. It is alive. It is powerful. Day two.
Isaiah 6:8.
There you go. Then I heard the Lord's voice saying, whom should I send and who will go for us? I said, I'm here. Send me. We want you to pray that prayer, to always be ready, always be in the position, in the posture to say yes when God calls you to something. We promise you, God has already equipped you. He's already chosen you for this task. So get your spirit and your mind in alignment with God's will, and you will see him do great and mighty things in your life. And you can begin by praying Isaiah 6:8. Here am I, Lord. Send me. And lastly, we have for today, day three.
Jonah's prayer.
Jonah's prayer. And this is Jonah 2:2. I called out to the Lord in my distress, and he answered me. So we want to continue to lift those prayers up for you, with you. We are here for you. Now, this is one last thing before we leave. And I want to ask David, what are some ways that we can really, you know, we've given them date, you know, the days, 1, 2, 3, but what are some ways that, you know, our listeners can really optimize on praying the Bible? We can go through, you know, at least one of them, or, you know, and you can kind of give them some instruction on what to do, on how to optimize on praying the Bible.
Absolutely. And I think it's always important that no matter how we pray the Bible, we remember Paul's words from 1 Thessalonians, the encouragement to pray without ceasing.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we do can be prayer. As we are familiar with the Bible, as we read the Bible, I'm sure we all have our favorite passages, our favorite books, maybe our favorite gospel or our favorite psalm. So one of the ways we can do that, one of the ways we can pray without ceasing is just what you said. Take a piece of scripture, take one of our favorite places to read, and just simply turn that into our own prayer.
Yeah.
Use the words of scripture to become prayer. A very ancient practice that's been going on for centuries is what's known as breath prayers, when you can take just a small piece of scripture and turn it into your own prayer. Psalm 15, you can pray, whatever happens, I will not be shaken.
Amen.
Whatever happens, I will not be shaken. And you may
I
be
like
familiar
that.
With Psalm 46. You are my refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. As we continue to just piece together words of scripture and turn them into prayers, we will literally live out Paul's encouragement to pray without ceasing.
Yeah.
And we can simply pray, good and gracious God, fill me with your peace. Mm-hmm. You know, if you reflect mm-hmm. on the fruit of the Spirit from Galatians 5, 22 and 23, you almost have nine different prayers
yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Good and gracious God, fill me with your love. That can be a simple prayer over and over and over that we can literally be praying the Bible each and every day and pray it without ceasing.
I love it. I've gotten the tools. You guys ready? You guys ready to go through these 30 days and pray the Bible? Get your favorite scriptures. You know, get some. We're going to challenge you right now, this moment. Take three scriptures that are meaningful to you or are speaking to your current situation or even speak to your future situations where you want to be. Pray that every day. Take three. Just pray them every day. Even if it's just say one scripture in the morning, say one in the afternoon, say one at night. Let the word of God create the atmosphere for his manifestation to happen in your life. So would you guys do that challenge?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You up for the challenge?
Awesome. Sure.
We'll share that. We'll post. Let's post out three scriptures. You know, and
another way you can pray without ceasing is, you know, we have the book of Psalms. There's, for example, today is day three, Psalm 3. You can read Psalm 3. Tomorrow, Psalm 4.
Amen.
I remember in my beginning of my walk with Christ, that's what I was taught.
Nice.
Because, you know, in the beginning, you're so confused. You don't know it's like, oh, the Bible is so hard to understand
yeah.
or it's difficult. Mm-hmm. I don't understand the scripture. Mm-hmm. But reading the Psalms or reading the Proverbs.
Yeah.
Proverbs, you know, tomorrow is day four. So mm-hmm. you can read Psalms 4 and Proverbs 4.
Yeah.
That's a good way of praying without ceasing, praying God's word.
Amen. Amen. So there you go. We hope we gave you some tools today. Encouraged you today, and most of all, we want you to know that we're with you today on this journey of prayer. So, thank you, David Pacio. This is good.
Thanks for having
awesome.
Us.
I'm excited. And thank you, listeners, for praying with us and being a part of our prayer community. Until next time, remember, in everything that you do and say, take a moment to reflect and pray, because we believe in the power of prayer. God bless you all.